This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem amma ba'd. We concluded the story of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam in our last discussion, and we mentioned that after the floods of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, it is as if humanity started a second time. And that's why Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is often referred to as the second Adam. We also mention that there is difference of opinion amongst the ulama and the scholars as to what was the story with regards to the wife of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, whether she had accepted Islam or not, and she was on the ship amongst those who got saved, whether she had passed on before the incident of the floods, or whether she was amongst those who got drowned because she refused to accept the message of her own husband, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And we elaborated on the lesson behind it, that sometimes it's the father of a Nabi, sometimes the son of a Nabi, sometimes it's an uncle of a Nabi, sometimes it's the wife of a Nabi that does not believe in them. So sometimes we may feel, why is it I'm not getting support from my wife or from my brother or from my father or from my son? That's the nature of life. It happened even to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Then we concluded by saying that Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma was of the opinion that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam lived for another 350 years after the floods, and he's buried in Masjid al-Haram. And we also explained the narration that on the day of Qiyamah, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam will be asked that, did you convey the message to your people? And he will say yes. And then those who belied him, those who did not believe in him, they will be asked that, did he convey the message? And they will say no. And it will be this ummah who will stand as witness to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, even though we were not there, we were not born, we were not alive, we were not present, but Allah has informed us in the Quran and has informed us via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam did convey the message. Today we commence with the story of Idris ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, there is a difference of opinion amongst the historians as to whether Idris alayhi salatu wasalam came before Nuh alayhi salam or after Nuh alayhi salam. There are two differing views. There are those who say no, he came much later after Nuh alayhi salam, and there are those who say no, he came before Nuh alayhi salam. Actually, he was a contemporary of Adam alayhi salam, that he was alive in the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Their lives overlapped by about 350 years. Allah knows best. As I explained the other night, the Quran doesn't always go into all of the details, because the Quran wants to highlight the key lessons. There are sometimes more details to be found in the ahadith, at times in authentic historic narrations, and at times there are many stories that float around, but Allah alone knows with regards to the authenticity of those narrations. Idris alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned twice in the Quran. One in the 16th juz, where Allah says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ Idris, that remember in this book Idris, إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا, he was a truthful person, he was a prophet of Allah. وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا, Allah says we uplifted him to a very high position. Some scholars have said it meant that the position of Nubuwa, the position of prophethood. Others say it's an unauthenticated story that Idris alayhi salatu wasalam once asked an angel to take him to the heavens. And as he was being uplifted to the heavens, it was now the decreed time for his life to be taken. So his life was taken in the heavens. And hence Allah says he was uplifted to a high position. There is that narration amongst what is termed the Israeliyat, meaning in the narrations of the Jews, the people of the book, the Banu Israel. Whether it's true or not, we don't have the ability to authenticate it, because we don't have evidence of our own that can support it. But it doesn't contradict anything which is mentioned in our narrations. Hence we say, لَا نُصَدِّقْ وَلَا نُكَذِّبْ. We don't say it's true, we don't say it's not true. Allah knows best. Then Idris alayhi salatu wasalam is also mentioned in the 17th juz, where Allah says, وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِدْرِيسَ وَذَلْكِفْلِ. Allah talks about three anbiya, Ismail, Idris, and Dhilkifl. كُلُّم مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ, that all of them were from the patient, or kullum min as-salihin, that each one of them was from the pious. Some say that Idris was just his title. His name was not Idris, it was Khunukh. And hence, maybe that's where you get the English word for Idris, where they say Enoch. And he was the first human to write with a pen. The first human to write with a pen was Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went for Mi'raj, he met Idris alayhi salatu wasalam on the fourth heaven. This is mentioned in the narrations of Mi'raj, that the Nabi of Allah met him on that particular night. And also the scholars write that Idris alayhi salatu wasalam was the first to teach the sciences of medicine and astronomy. And there's a lot of Israeliyat, a lot of Israeli narrations with regards to what he taught when it came to medicine and what he taught when it came to astronomy. Allah knows best how accurate it is or how accurate it is not. But this much is established, that he was the first to write with the pen, he was the first to teach medicine, and he was the first to teach astronomy. That is basically it when it comes to the story of Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. Mentioned twice in the Quran, we know he's a Nabi, because Allah says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam affirmed that he was a Nabi, because the Nabi of Allah said, I met Nabi Idris on the fourth heaven on the night of Mi'raj. The Quran talks about him in a very brief way. There's no particular story, there's no particular incident mentioned in the Quran, nor is there any incident mentioned in the authentic narrations from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdika.